Welcome to the Roundhouse Podcast with Paul Solentrop of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. Thanks for your time. Thanks for listening. Today, our guests are Azina and Shadera Okoro of the Wichita State Track and Field team. The Shockers, they open their indoor track and field season on Friday in the annual triangular with Kansas and Kansas State. That will be at Washburn University in Topeka. Azina is a junior. She is a jumper. Shadera is a sophomore, also a jumper. Both of the Okoros are from Dodge City, and they are both multiple-time academic all-conference selections. So let's start with Friday and the format, which is a little bit unique or unusual these days. The triangular, the team standings matter. A lot of times you will spend this spring going to bigger meets where it's more about individuals and team standings aren't either kept or aren't important. Do you like this format? Do you have a preference between the two? Azina, I'll let you start.
Yeah, I like this format. So we're focusing on like the team scores at the end. I like how like the coaches are putting like athletes in different events to help the team score. And yeah, they're focusing on like the team aspect of it rather as individual. But just still like we're still competing for ourselves, but also competing for the team.
Jadera, what's your feel on this triangular?
It's a very competitive scoring, so I believe only top two for each team scores, so it gives people, the athletes, more motivation to not only score, because usually it's top eight scores, but for this meet it's top two scores, so it gives them more motivation to not only score, but to place top two in their team division.
So Wichita State coaches, they really focus on the conference meets. Those are the big deals around here. So they really work hard on fostering the team atmosphere in this sport.
Yeah.
How do they go about doing that? Shadera, how do Wichita State coaches work toward that goal?
So, outdoor spring. I believe out of 31 athletes, 27 of the men scored. So not only do the men athletes scored in their individual events, but they also try out other events to try to score. Like, for one example, Mike O'Brien, he was a hammer thrower or a weight thrower, and then he did discus, I believe, and scored in that. And he's not really a discus or whatever, but he was willing to do that event for the team overall team score. So the coaches are really good at finding the strengths and weaknesses of each individual athlete and seeing where they can place them in each event.
So you were talking about last spring, the men's team won the outdoor championship.
Yeah.
Big deal, knocking off Houston, which is, of course, a great, great, great track program. So, Azina, what's your view on the team atmosphere and how the coaches really get people in that team spirit for those kind of meets?
Yeah, it's like a fun, like, conference meet. It's like what everybody looks forward to, and like plus in like the nationals and all that stuff. But the conference meet is like a team-oriented meet. Like, everybody just tries to do best and compete for certain spots. We have, like, different athletes, like, do multi-meet, so, like, they can place. And also, like, they have fun doing it because, you know, everybody's supportive of each other. Everyone wants to do well, so it's all, like, a really fun environment to be in.
So it's the kind of weekend where you might add an extra event. You're already, you know, you've done your regular stuff and you're tired, but you've got to get out there and run a relay. Or like you mentioned, Michael Bryan adding an event that maybe you're not familiar with. Is it helpful to get pushed out of your comfort zone? Is that good for an athlete?
Yeah, it's so good. Like, it helps with them, like, physically and mentally. Because you can never know, like, what you can be good at, like, if you don't try it. So I think you just go out there and try it and see, like, if you, you know, don't do as well, then okay, but you, like, know that, like, oh, I can at least, like, attempt it and, like, at least did it. Just, you know, give you a good state, I guess.
Sure. Let's talk about how you got into track and field. Shadera, how did you land on this sport as your primary focus?
So, like, how we did it growing up, like, we would do most, like, basketball, like, team-oriented sports when we were little, and, like, track didn't come in until middle school, where everyone basically did track, like, your friends did track, so you did it too. So it was just something to keep us in shape for, like, the team-oriented sports that we participated in. But then slowly, I got more into track because I saw potential in myself to be more than just like a runner, so I started jumping, and I fell in love with it, and my sisters did it too, so I just thought it just feels right to keep continuing doing track and field.
Right. You have an older sister who ran track at yeah. Washburn. Azina, how about you? Did you seriously consider other sports, or were you always kind of locked in on track?
Yeah, I considered volleyball, playing volleyball in college. But then I loved track. I just loved how there's so many different events, and that there's so many different events for so many different people, and it's really individualized, but also it's like a team sport too. And I like how the environment and like everybody is cheering on everyone, like different schools cheering on each other, and it's like the environment and like the atmosphere of everything of track. So that really influenced my decision of doing track in college.
Azina, tell us how you ended up here at Wichita State.
Yeah, so I've been competing track 4 years. Our state track meet in high school was here in Wichita all 4 years. So coming to the state track meet here in Wichita, I've always known like Wichita's like a big deal, and like it's D1, it's like Shockers, everything here is like really big. And I just like how like what the school brings, like just both academically and athletically, and it's just the team. When I went on my visit, like the team was so welcoming and like so eager to know me, and this felt like at home. And like I live 2.5 hours away too, so that should help be close to family too.
So as you mentioned, the state track and field championships every year it's at Cessna Stadium. Cessna Stadium's been in the news lately. They're going to start renovating, rebuilding, tearing down. I guess in early June, late May, kind of a 4 or 5 year project. But that's a big deal for Wichita State, then you're saying. It's helpful to get these high school students on campus and familiar and see what this school is all about. That played a part in your decision.
Yeah, totally. Just beyond the state track meet, you see the fans filled up and with people cheering you on, even though they're not like from your school. It's just like a really exciting thing to see. And then it's unfortunate they would tear it down, but I think it will be like better for everybody in the end, and just like it brings more people because it's gonna be newer and exciting thing to see. So I'm excited about it.
So Jadera, your older sister comes here. What part of your decision was that? Did you want to go to the same school as her? Were you ambivalent? How were you kind of going through that part of the decision process?
Well, in the back of my head, I kind of already knew I wanted to end up in Wichita State because my sophomore year for a class, we took a visit around campus and throughout the dorms, and I just got a good feel of Wichita State, and I really enjoyed it. The program, the engineering program, was really good. I talked to a few professors at that time, and honestly, it was really easy to get accepted as well. I didn't have to have like a difficult admissions process, so it was quick and easy to fill out my forms, get my transcripts in, and it just makes it better that my sister already went here, so I wasn't coming in as a total newbie. I had someone at least I knew to be there with me, and the track program, like for my recruit too, they were very welcoming, so that was also a plus and gave me a good a good future of what I can see myself being here.
What was the best advice your older sister gave you about college or college athletics?
Has to bring a memory foam to the campus beds because they're really uncomfortable, and that would probably be my advice to pass down for anyone who's listening.
Good advice. Sleep is very important. Yeah. I hear that a lot. Sleep is important. Diet is important. So memory foam, that makes a lot of sense. So, Jadera, you're new to the triple jump,
yes.
Which seems like a confusing event, I guess, to maybe us track outsiders. Tell us how you go about picking that up and learning to compete in the triple jump.
I would admit it was very frustrating coming in as just a long jumper and having to learn a whole new event, but I really appreciate my coach and then some of the older athletes for taking time and like working with me, because I do enjoy a challenge, and a triple jump is very much a challenge, but it's something that if you stick to it, you will see improvement. And I'm glad that I didn't just quit after the first week or two, because that was definitely in the back of my head. But sticking with it and then seeing where it has gotten me to this day, I'm glad that I've had the people around me to motivate me and push me through those practices.
Perhaps I should have asked you to explain the triple jump for people who maybe aren't super familiar. What exactly is it?
Okay, so the triple jump, triple means that there's three phases, the hop, the bound, and then the landing phase. So I feel like each phase is a different event on its own. So you got to master one, not master, no one can actually master each phase, but like to your best of ability, try to understand each phase and then somehow put it all together. And then you just end up in the pit somehow, and that's the triple jump for you.
And so, Azina, you are more accomplished at the triple jump, correct?
Yes.
What's your advice for how do you go about learning that event?
I just think repetitions, and it's like talking with the coaches, because like they know what's best, and they know the event more than you do. So just trusting the coaches, watching film, be really technical, and just like go at it. Like don't be scared of anything. Like you're gonna make mistakes. That's like part of the learning process. So I just feel like you just keep repping it out and like just doing one step at a time, like making goals for yourself each day at practice, even if it's small. Like I'm just gonna, like a small goal could be I'm just gonna hit the board each time, and just that's what I'm gonna focus on, just practice and just set small goals for yourself so you can feel accomplished about something.
So what's the best coaching advice you've received on the jumps?
Just to attack, be in attack mode every single time you step on the runway, and just like know that you're gonna hit the mark each time. Like trust your mark, trust the process. That's my best advice. Yeah.
Chidera, how about you? Have you gotten a piece of good coaching advice?
Yeah, I usually run like I'm 5'5", even though I'm 5'8". So but the best advice that I've received is to keep my hips high or keep them level, because I have a really hard time doing that. But shout out to my coach for always reminding me to do that. Yeah.
So there are times, I'm sure, where you hit it everything perfectly. You get your steps down, you hit the board at the right place, you land perfectly. All of that, you roll out of the sand or stand up out of the sand, and it just feels great. Describe that feeling. What's that like, Azina?
It feels like you're in cloud nine. It feels
yeah.
Amazing. And like you can tell, like once you get off the sand and you just like that relief, and you like look back at your mark and be like, okay, that's a good mark. And then that really affects your whole mood, and like it's just like a really amazing thing to feel. So
Chidera, how about you? How do you describe those times?
Yeah, I would say it's an amazing feeling. One of the best feelings an athlete could experience, I'd say. And it's even better, like, when you look back at your mark and see it's not just another mark, it's a PR. So that adds more emotion to that jump. And you just go around, like, giving people hugs and, like, your coach.
Excited.
Yeah.
Even before you. Too.
Yeah. Because they can probably see the measurement before you do. So they're already cheering before you do. And you're just like, what? What's going on? But, no, it's the best feeling you could have as a jumper.
Is your mind blank as you're steaming down the runway, or what are you thinking? Do you know immediately, all right, this part is good, the next part is good, or are you just kind of, I'm not thinking anything until I hit the sand?
My mind goes blank.
Yeah.
And then whenever I go to a coach and she's like, hey, just think about doing this, I was like, okay, I'll think about it, but I don't think I will. But yeah, it just, for me, my mind still is blank.
Yeah, I think I lose all thoughts and, like,
yeah.
Words that have been spoken to me as soon as I run down the runway, which is not a bad thing, because you want to have a clear mind, but sometimes when you're trying to, like, say, okay, I got to fix this, and then as soon as you get on the runway, you forget what you have to fix.
Like, I should have done this.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that would be the point of practice and repetition,
because
you shouldn't be thinking, you should be
exactly.
doing.
Yeah.
The muscle memory should take over at some point.
That
would be my guess. Okay, you are both strong students. Chidera, how do you manage your time, balance the academics and the athletics? Give us some tips.
I don't like to be not busy, so I always have to fill my time. Usually the only thing to fill my time is to do work or practice, so I'm always on campus. I think everyone always makes fun of me because I never go home, and I probably stay here for 9 hours a day, but I don't mind it. I get my work done, and then I just start with whatever's in front of me and then see what else I have to do left. So it's either I got the most important things to do for school and then just mark it off my mental list, even though I need a physical list. but I'm working on trying to get that physical list down.
Do you have a favorite class you're taking now?
My favorite class? Well, the class I'm most excited for is operating systems, because my degree is a computer science, so that's kind of more into the field of computer science that I'm looking into, so I'm very hopeful that that class will bring a lot of knowledge to me.
Azina, how about you? How do you stay on task and organized?
I like to, like, I'm the opposite. I like to write things down, even though I can, like, think about, like, what I need to do today. Just, like, seeing it, like, physically and, like, making, like, a check mark off things, like, already done is, like, really a great thing to see. So you, like, go down a list and, like, okay, I've already done this, check mark, check it off. So, like, having an agenda and, like, writing it, like, every week, like, once a week, you can write it once a week, and, like, what I need to do each day, that really helps me stay organized, and my time management is a lot better because of that.
What's your favorite class?
So this semester I'm not taking any classes. I have, like, internship with the coaches. I'm going to be working with the coaches. But my favorite class in college has been anatomy and physiology, because about the bones and the muscles and just, like, how the body works and functions and how it heals itself. And, like, yeah, just it's, like, really a great thing to see, like, how the body works and, like, the mind stuff.
That leads us right into your major, your physical therapy major. How did you choose that?
Yeah, I really enjoyed the body and it's how it functions. And, like, when I was, like, high school, like, injuries, it's really exciting to see how the body, like, works itself through injuries and how it repairs itself and how others can even help you, like, gain your mobility back. And it's really, like, a great thing to see how it all, like, works together and, like, how you can, like, be back and within a couple of weeks from, like, a sprained ankle. And it's, like, helping people get back to their active life. So that's what influenced me to pick up my major and then what I want to do for my career.
Jadera, computer science major, how did you land on that?
Well, I knew one thing. I just didn't want to go into the medical field. And I graduated during the COVID year, so 2020. And then we ended my high school in March, so I had March till August to decide on a major, and I didn't know what I wanted to do yet, but during quarantine, I was watching this show, this Netflix show called Scandal, and one of the characters was a hacker, and then I was very intrigued on what he was doing, because he would hack into confidential files and, like, gain information that not a lot of people has the accessibility of it. So I looked into what he was doing, and it was under the field of cybersecurity, which is a part of the computer science major. So I started doing my own, like, hacks, and I tried to, like, hack into an iPhone and, like, different things. So I got really interested, and then that, like, ended up resulting in me declaring a major in computer science, and I've loved this ever since. And, like, so cybersecurity is part of, like, one of many options that I could go into after I graduate, so I'm really excited to see where it'll take me.
Did you have success hacking into the iPhone?
I did not, but it's only because I jumped head first into trying to hack without understanding the concepts behind it, because it's very complicated to hack into just an iPhone, as you can tell.
I can imagine. Apple will probably be glad to hear that, right. But you were not successful. Let's get back to track and field. Hit us with a newcomer or two that maybe impressed you over the fall or in the inner squad, maybe that track fans should pay attention to a name. Azina, anybody stand out to you?
Well, a couple girls on the multis, Tess Roman, and then Sadie Millivard. Last names. But just, like, the freshman class in general, you can see, like, every day of practice they're ready to go. They're really motivated and eager to learn things, and, like, they really helps the whole team, like, better ourselves, because you have these, like, newcomers, like, ready to go, so that makes you really motivated as well. So it's really a great thing to see.
So I've got the roster here. It looks like you're talking about Tess Roman.
Yes.
Freshman from Prairie Village.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Sadie Millard from Omaha. Okay,
yes.
Those two. All right. Jadira, how about you? Who stood out to you?
I would have to say Savannah Simmons. She was a transfer, and I think this is her last year, but she has really quick feet. I think she's going to be an amazing sprinter. And then I know she doesn't want to do no 400, but I think she's going to have to dabble in that too. But her foot speed is amazing. I'm excited for what the season will bring for her. I think she's a transfer from like a Missouri Western.
Missouri, yeah. And St. Joseph, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I talked to Savannah a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's also from Kansas. I remember competing with her in the state meet, and I'm like,
wow. Yeah.
From Newton. Yes. Went to Newton High School. There you go. All right. There's some names for track and field fans to keep an eye on.
Yes.
We talked earlier about the team aspect. You get to the conference championship, and it's really important to be there for your teammates. And you'll see athletes running from event to event and watching their teammates, all those kind of things. Who does that on this team? Who's really good at pumping people up and paying attention and keeping everybody enthusiastic as things are getting tough and people are getting tired?
I think everyone.
Yeah.
We used to have last year, Daytrell Gordon. He used to be our biggest hype man. Like, he would go everywhere and just hype everybody up.
And he was a thrower, right?
Yes,
very noticeable. Yeah. If you were at a track meet, you would recognize him.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. But I think this year, like, everybody is so excited for everyone. I love our jump squad. Like, they make practice so easy and like so fun, and we get things done, but at the same time we also have fun with it, because that's the whole point. Like, you're not having fun with whatever you're doing and why are you doing it. So it's really a great thing to see how everybody's supportive of each other, different events supporting different events. So it's a really exciting thing to see.
Let's wrap up with some recommendations. Chidera, do you have a book that you like listeners to check out?
Yeah, I'm currently reading The Other's Gold, and it's a very fun, so far, I know it gets dark later on in the book, but it's a very relatable book. It's about these four college roommates, and the book follows their lives together as they learn about each other, and then they have like very emotional, like, events that happen to them, and it's just a very like interesting read of how these four strangers became like the bestest of friends throughout their college careers. So I'd recommend that.
The Other's Gold by Elizabeth Ames.
Yeah,
it's described as a joyful, big-hearted book that perfectly evokes the bittersweet experience of falling in love with friendship.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good book club.
It really is, yeah.
Right.
And I'm not even a big reader, but I've been speeding through that book.
Okay, good recommendation. Zena, how about you? Do you have a book recommendation for us?
I'm not really a big reader. Like, I was a big reader. I'm not lately, but I'm going to get back into it. But, like, any, like, Harry Potter series, I love Harry Potter, the movies, too. Like, those are really good books to read. I mean, it's like, how many books? Five of them? I don't know. But
at least
five. But it's a really good book to start with, if not really a big book reader. I don't know if you know her, Colleen Hoover, her books too. It's really like an easy read. So if you like want to get back into reading, that's a good author to start with. I read a couple of her books over the summer, so. Yeah, I need to get back into reading. So.
Harry Potter, you can't go wrong with those. Those are very, very entertaining. Zena, how about a TV show, a movie? What else would you recommend for people?
TV shows, any like Netflix TV shows are pretty good. I love Grey's Anatomy. It's long. I stopped watching it during the 15th season. It's still going on. I think it needs to end. But like the whole show, it like talks. It's medical stuff, but also it talks about like a lot of life lessons. You can really learn a lot from the show, not just medically, but like life stuff, just stuff you can really learn from. One Tree Hill is another good one. It's like a basketball show, but it's not mainly basketball. They talk about like college life or high school, family stuff, like a lot of life stuff that you can really learn.
Chidera, how about you? Do you have a recommendation?
Yeah, I just got done watching Fleabag. It's on, it was on Prime. I even got a free, like, the 30-day trial just so I can binge watch it, and it's very worth the watch. It's very quick and easy to watch it and understand it. And I will say it's very vulgar, you know. It has some dark humor, so it's not just for anyone to watch. But the show, like, really, like, has a unique perspective on how they bring out the characters to the audience, and it's just very... It was just a funny show to watch. I love it.
Okay, excellent. Good recommendation. Don't watch it with the kids, yeah. But a good show to watch. Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate both your time, and have a safe trip to Topeka, and enjoy the meet.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, this is Rick Miuma, president of Wichita State University. Check out the latest episode of the Forward Together podcast. Each episode, I sit down with different guests from Shocker Nation to celebrate the vision and mission of Wichita State University. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Great insight as always. Thanks for listening to the Roundhouse Podcast, courtesy of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. We encourage you to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can always find more Roundhouse content at GoShockers.com.
And they let him pass it up court, and then it gets picked off. A long three by Pangos, no good. 1 second, it's over. It is over, and Wichita State has beaten the number one team in the nation to go to the Sweet 16. Go crazy, Wichita. I know you are.